It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, January 17th, 2018. He snatched the lightning from heaven and the scepter from the hands of tyrants. Who could that be but Benjamin Franklin, founding father, inventor, scientist, printer, politician, and diplomat, born on this date in Boston in 1706. The best-known American in the world during his lifetime, Franklin helped draft the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution, and he negotiated the 1783 Treaty of Paris, ending the Revolutionary War. So much of his life is so well known, our focus today will be on a few things you might not know about this self-made genius who is often called the first American. His scientific pursuits included investigations into electricity, mathematics, and map-making. A writer known for his wit and wisdom, Franklin also published Poor Richard's Almanac, invented bifocal glasses, and organized the first successful American lending library. His other inventions include a stove that provided more heat with less fuel, the rocking chair, and the harmonica, a musical instrument composed of spinning glass bowls. Both Beethoven and Mozart composed music for this strange instrument. Franklin also discovered the Gulf Stream after his return trip across the Atlantic Ocean from London in 1775. He began to speculate about why the westbound trip always took longer, and his measurements of ocean temperatures led to his discovery of the existence of the remarkable warm water current. This knowledge served to cut 2 weeks off the previous sailing time from Europe to North America. He even devised a new scheme for the alphabet and proposed to eliminate the letters C, J, Q, W, X, and Y as redundant. His self-education earned him honorary degrees from Harvard, Yale, England's Oxford University, and St. Andrews in Scotland. In 1749, he wrote a pamphlet concerning the education of youth in Pennsylvania that resulted in the establishment of the Academy of Philadelphia, which is now the University of Pennsylvania. In 1752, he conducted his famous kite and key experiment to demonstrate that lightning was electricity, and soon after invented the lightning rod. His investigations into electrical phenomenon were compiled into Experiments and Observations on Electricity, published in England in 1751. He coined new electricity-related terms that are still part of the language today, such as battery, charge, conductor, and electrify. The image of Benjamin Franklin that has come down through history, along with the likeness on the $100 bill, is something of a caricature. A heavy, balding man in a frock coat holding a kite string with a key attached. But the scope of things he applied himself to was so broad that that seems a shame. Founding universities and libraries, the post office, shaping the foreign policy of the fledgling United States, drafting the Declaration of Independence with Thomas Jefferson, publishing newspapers, warming us with the Franklin stove, pioneering advances in science, letting us see with bifocals and lighting our way with electricity, all this from a man who never finished school, but who shaped his life through abundant reading and experience. A strong moral compass and an unflagging commitment to civic duty, Franklin illumined corners of American life that still have the lingering glow of his attention. So happy birthday, Ben. It's a mere 312 years since you first appeared on the world scene, and we're still amazed by all you managed to do. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 17th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.